right, now we are in the ghetto.
Yes. It was fun to be in the ghetto till yesterday, because on Saturday, my days are mixed up. It was just a different feeling to be there. But when I came around the building to park, there was a little girl in a little chair sitting there on one of the parking spots where I usually park, because it's in the shade. And I said, "Lord, what is she doing?" Because I was just coming around when I stopped, because I saw her. She said she can't wait to meet you. She's been told about you and Blue Mustang.
So she know you parked there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because everybody says, he parks right there in the shade. If you see that red monster truck, that's Sonny. So she went and sat there. And I'm like, I was going to get out. And Gus says, no, you need to go and park where you always park, because she's waiting for you. And I'm like, and then I saw the mom come over, tell her something. And she's like, the little girl shaking her head, like, no, I'm not going to move. I found out that later. So she was sitting there with the little Bible. She was praying that I would show up. And God goes, okay, go park. Go over there. So I come around the building, made a big loop so she didn't get scared. And when I started going towards where she was, she got up and moved her little chair over to my side so she could see me. And she waited there, and I parked and got out. She goes, your truck says Sonny on your door. I was praying that you would come today. I said, well, what's your name? She goes, my name's Sarah. But they kind of call me a Maggie, because that was my grandma's name. But I sat here waiting for you and praying and asking God to bring you today, because I want some cereal really bad. I'm hungry. And she said, for some reason, I thought you drove a Blue Mustang, but they said you drove a big monster truck. I said, no, Blue Mustang is the one that gives the money to families so they could buy, groceries. And God put that in his heart to do that. That's his ministry. She goes, bless his heart. But I thought it was a car. She's only 6 years old.
Yeah.
She's so smart. She's seven today, in fact. And I said, so you sat in my parking spot waiting and asking God to bring me here. She said, faith. We have to have faith. If we pray for something, then we got to believe it. She sounded like her mom, because her mom was saying that. So I've had faith and believed that you were coming, and I wasn't going to move until you got here. And everybody's waiting over at the picnic table, but I wasn't going to wait over there. I was going to wait right here, because I was told you park right here. And she didn't ask how much money. She was just concerned that I would show up. So then she says, and then the family started coming over. And they said, you must be Sonny, because that's the only red monster truck that ever comes around here. I said, yes, I'm Sonny. And then the little girl goes, everybody come here. I want to show you. Look what it says on his door. His name is on there. That's Sonny. And Blue Mustang is not a car. It's a man from God. It's not a car. She said, I told you that. And she goes, I don't know. She's just a little girl, So then she holds my hand. Sarah holds my hand and says, let's go over here to the other shade at the picnic table, and let's just visit. I said, okay. So we all went back to the table. Everybody started sitting around. And then
for, why are you parking here? parking spot now?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I parked in the shade where I was parking. And so they took me by the picnic table, and his name is Nehemiah. And he said, Sarah has nonstop talked about you for 5 days. And Blue Mustang. I kept telling her that that's a man, it's not a car. And she couldn't really get that, but because three apartments down, her best friend, Lydia, talks about you guys all the time. Now, you come and you bless people with money so they can buy groceries. But they don't come every Saturday, it's only when God sends them. So you have to, but if God tells you to go, maybe they're coming. So just pray, make sure you pray and ask God to come. So that's why Sarah was in that parking spot. She was praying by herself. She could ask God, please let Mr. Sonny come and let him bring money so I could buy some cereal. And so now you're here. And she goes, what a miracle. She goes, oh, I almost forgot. And thank God that you're here. So then she prayed out loud by herself. She said, thank you, Lord, for sending Blue Mustang and Sonny and coming here so we could buy some cereal. In Jesus' name, amen. I was crying. That blew me away. She's so cute. And then the parents were like, all our neighbors, man. Our neighbors down the street, two blocks from us, they come over in the building and say, you know what? When you pray, you got to believe and have faith that God's going to answer, because we got groceries this week because of Blue Mustang. Sonny's just a messenger. He's the delivery boy. But let me tell you, miracles happen. And you got to believe it. If God tells you to go, then you're the family that's been chosen. He goes, you know there's a lot of families here in the ghetto. But it's up to God to choose the ones that need to be at the grocery store on Saturdays. And they're like, what? They picked me because they told me to be there. That's what Nehemiah said. His wife had Anastasia. That's his wife. And she said, part of me wanted to believe it. Like, I want to go and just wait in the morning, you know, when the store opens. But part of me is like, I didn't want to be let down, you know. I didn't want to go and then nothing happened. And then I got to explain that to my children. But my husband, Nehemiah, said, God said to go, so we're going. It's coming. So have the faith. Then she goes, okay, well, let's go. Let's take some water with us. So they took water. That's all they had. Like, they didn't have. They had a bag of chips for snack. And they sat there, and they were there for 47 minutes because they timed it. They put it on their watch. They put a timer on it to see how long it would take. And then with the little boy, he said, how about if we have to stay here all day? And Nehemiah said, if God says to be here, then we're going to be here all day, whatever it takes, because God said to come, so we're coming. So then the little boy goes, are we going to have enough to buy cookies and milk? I go, yeah, yes, you will. So he goes, okay, so let's just, and then little Sarah, again, whispered something to her cousin, because it was two sisters, you know. Whispered something, and her mom goes, don't be whispering in front of strangers. Like, that's not polite to be whispering. And she says, well, all I told her was, why doesn't she pray and thank God for Blue Mustang? Because she's going to be able to get cookies too. And then the little girl, she was so, so shy. It's like, her name was Lisa, and that was her middle name. And she said,
"We're gonna stop here in just a second."
And so she whispered something to Lisa, and she said, "Okay." And then she goes, "I want to pray for Blue Mustang because I'm able to buy some cookies and milk today, but I better pray right now." And she's only 7. So she said, "Lord, we know that you're faithful, and we know that you always answer prayer only when we believe it, and we don't receive because we don't ask. So thank you for Blue Mustang. And thank you for his family and his little children and his whole family, grandkids or whoever. But I just want you to bless him with food too, because we're going to get it. In Jesus' name, amen." And everybody started laughing because we're going to get it. Like the way she said it was so cute. And then, so she comes over and she goes, "Can you put your Bible on the table, please? Because I want to hold your left hand." And they're just little girls. Like, they just want to... One girl, one of the little boys, was hanging onto my shirt. I just don't understand that. Like, they just, like, magnet. Like, they just attach to me every time I go there. Like, the kiddos just surround me. Like, they don't go running around and jumping and playing like normal kids. They just come and they listen to every word, man.
I know the Bible. You're like Zorro, remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's so good. I just thought that was so cute. And so then I prayed. This is the first time I've done this. I prayed with each one. Because all the time, every Saturday, I just prayed for the families. But I don't go by each one. I just pray for the whole family. But this time, God said, "You got to pray for each one.
Each family member."
Yes.
Yes. And that's from both families.
So I started with the children. And then I prayed for the parents. And John was the other father. He wasn't talking very much. And then Lisa was the daughter of John. And Lisa goes,
"Oh, you never told me how the one family, how the dad came. How did the other family end up coming too?"
Oh, so when they were there waiting for me, her sister said, "You know what? John doesn't want to go. He doesn't think it's going to happen. And he doesn't want to be let down." And so they said, "God says for us to go, so we're going. You're going to miss out on a blessing, that's up to you. But you were told by God to go, and you're not going to go, that's your fault." But, so where the picnic table is on the east side, southeast side corner, there's just a little hill. There's some trees there. They were right in the other side of the little hill, no taller than me, but they were sitting down on the grass waiting, but they were hearing everything we were saying, and they finally came over the hill.
Oh, okay.
Because they weren't
still skeptical.
They were very, yeah, and they didn't think that it was going to happen. So they thought, "We're going to sit here and we'll wait for a little while, and then we'll just go home." But when we heard Sonny praying for each one of you, we showed up, and so it's like, this is real. This is really happening. And that's when John spoke up. He said, "You know, you read those stories in the Bible and miracles and all this, and you don't, I haven't seen a lot of miracles in my life, you know, so I'm kind of just not knowing really what to do." He says, "Will you pray for me? I need a fresh anointing of God's presence upon me." And his son Isaiah, he got up on the picnic table and put his little hand on his dad's heart, and he prayed that. I didn't get to pray it. The son did. And boy, did his dad just cry. He's like, this is the first time my son has prayed for me. And they all cried. There was just, like when your children pray for you like that, it's like, that's worth more than any money in the world. You know? And the little boy goes, it's not about the money and all that. It's a, we got to walk by faith, Dad. If God told you to come here, then we had to come here. I didn't understand why we had to hide. He goes, I'm sorry that we were hiding. He goes, well, let's not hide anymore. And then he goes, Dad, you need to start coming to church with us on Sundays. He goes, from this day forward, I will. So, see how that all started with faith and then all the miracles. They saw the miracle. So then the little boy goes, are we going to be able to buy some bologna and bread because I want a sandwich? And I go, yeah. So then I pulled out the money and I said, here, this is $150 each. And so I had the stack and I go, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then I went to the other family. I said, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because he gave me $50, like, so I could give them 50s instead of 100 and 50. It's all 50. So it was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the little girls thought that that was the cutest thing ever. So everything that they were touching is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So one of the little girls took off running. She came back with two carts. Grocery carts, and then they pulled them apart, and then she said, we have to anoint these carts too. So they anointed them, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So everything she was doing, that's what she kept saying. She's like, that blue Mustang, he's pretty smart. That's what we should be doing every day. I was like, yes. So then the girl goes, her mom goes, I thought it was 140, but yeah, but he doesn't want to break the 50s. He says, you know, because inflation and all that. But it would have broken up the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So that's how it is. And then she goes, I just love the way he thinks. That just blesses us so much. So then they started making a list. And then the little kiddos kept saying all kinds of stuff, what they wanted. And then they set the kids down and said, look, we have to get what we need right now, not what we want. So then they started making a list. But the kiddos got their cookies and the milk and the cereal, you know, and milk. And those children see miracles. They're never going to forget it. Never. They'll pass that on to all the neighbor kids, to all the whoever they talk to. God answered our prayer today. God answered our prayer. So here I'm praying with them again before they go in the store. And then all I hear is Amazing Grace, people singing at a kind of a distance, not too far, but I heard them singing Amazing Grace. That was a lot of them. And I'm like, are they having church over there? They're like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. So then here comes the families that you have blessed. They came over to see if I had shown up. And when they saw me there, they all started singing Amazing Grace. And they came over, hugged all the kids, everybody. Said, see, told you, if you walk by faith, not by sight, if you do what God says and show up, look what happens. You got to show up in order to see the miracle. You can't see the miracle when you're sitting in the backyard. If God says to go to the grocery store, you better go, because that's where God's going to be. So you obeyed, and look what happened. And John goes, I was really worried that it wasn't going to happen and I'd get me let down. And they said, no, that's the enemy attacking you. You can't let the enemy put those thoughts in your head. If God says to do something, then you just do it and believe it. And it's like, so good. It's like, so then little Sarah goes, can we sing Jesus Loves Me and Loves Blue Mustang too? You know that, Jesus loves me, this I know. But then, when every time they were singing it, and the little girl said, "Jesus loves me," and Blue Mustang, you know, she was just singing the whole song, but she kept putting Blue Mustang in there. And then Lisa said, "You forgot to say son, come on." Mm-hmm. Like, I just love that. Those kiddos, they saw miracles they're never gonna forget. They'll pass that on to other kids and then their own kids someday if God doesn't come for it. But they were so excited to go and buy groceries that God answered their prayer. God's providing the families because you are so faithful to do what God has called you to do.
One of these days you ought to have to ask how God got going on the ghetto or the Sherwood Forest, how they how we do that. We ought to see the history and the story behind that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so, I'm going to stop.
Sherwood Forest, I love that.